Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the J.R. Cast Jr. Podcast. I am your host, Wonko the Sane. So I'm just going to get right into it. I got some feedback from my last podcast, and it was spectacularly amazing, if I can enunciate. Sorry, you'll have to bear with me. It's early morning, and it's a little chilly, and I haven't fully waked it up yet. So, yeah, I got some great feedback. My one listener gave me some feedback, said that basically the podcast sounded like a hot mess, which is awesome, because that's kind of what I was going for a little bit, just a little bit. I believe his words were, it sounded like you were trying to have a structure, but you had no structure. Perfect! That's exactly what I was trying to do. It sounding incompetently I should restart and re-record this intro, but to that. Yeah. I should also note that I categorize this podcast as comedy. When you're setting up on the Anchor app, it asks you a few questions because it tries to push out your podcast to several platforms. And so one of the basic questions is like, what kind of podcast you are? So, you know, they can put you in a box. The man is always trying to put you down or put you in a box or make you a number. And so I said, I'm number 42. No, I said this was a comedy podcast because I had no idea what to put it under. So I thought, oh, crap. I don't want to get in trouble. They might send, like, the popo after me. So I should tell a joke and try to be funny. Jokes. So here we go. Why did the coach go back to the bank? What? No, hold on. One at a time. Okay, no. Raise your hands. Okay, you. No. You in the back. No, there's no one answering. I'm by myself. Why do you? Okay, yeah. So why did the coach go back to the bank? To get his quarterback. Okay, so there we go. I've told one jokes. This is officially a comedy podcast. Cha-ching! So, I got some news the other day from the Anchor app. I'm sitting on my couch, minding my own business, and it says, congratulations! Your podcast has been listened to 8 times! I find this very interesting. Who's listening to the podcast? Hello? Hi, person or persons that are outside in my immediate circle and or are not Joseph. This podcast was made just for Joseph. But I guess you can listen to my rantings and ramblings if you want. I wouldn't advise it, but sure, why not? So this morning, I have a little story. Well, I say this morning. I record in the mornings, okay? Give me a break. I don't care if you're listening to this in the middle of the night while you're working. It's morning right now. So I got a story. I needed some gas, so I went over to Costco to fight those deadly lines of people waiting in line for gas that did not come how I wanted. But anyway, so I went to Costco to get some gas. So, pretty normal Costco gas run, right? You get in line, there's like a bajillion people, they're all waiting, going slow, you know. You see those people that are just hemming and hawing, like, wait, I need my card? I gotta go back in my car and get my card. Okay. Oh, wait, what type of grade do I want? It's like, come on, people. This is a gas station. Chip, chop, chip. I don't understand how people take so long, like, starting the fueling up process. It's like, okay, have your card ready. Insert. Okay. Now have your payment card ready. Okay. Insert. Okay. Gas. Go. You know, it's, I don't know. I guess I just am, like, Nazi efficient in that manner for no apparent reason. Other than courtesy, so, you know, I keep the line going as fast as I can. But anyway, so, finally get up to the pump. Yeah, made it. I'm the winner. Let's start pumping this baby. This hot rod. This Corolla S, which I'm pretty sure the S stands for slow. But hey, it looks sporty. So I start fueling. And pretty normal visit to the fuel pump. And I catch, so on the other side of the pump is, you know, another car. And I see this lady, and, you know, we kind of catch each other's eyes for a second, you know. And she kind of does, like, this half-weary smile. And I wasn't, like, I don't know, I guess I was caught off guard. I didn't even smile back like a jerk. I was just like, eh. But, she's like, okay, whatever. Sorry about that, lady. Didn't mean to be rude. I think I was thinking about something else at the time. I had just come out of spinning, so sometimes my brain is just a little, like, foggy from the spin class or excited. I don't know. It's kind of like I'm in a haze sometimes. A good haze, like, you know, the purple haze. But anyway, so pumping. And this lady, it opens her back door, and I notice there's, like, a little car seat. Like, oh, she has a baby. And she's actually getting in, like, crawling in the back. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess you're really, something's happening with your baby, or you're really concerned. And I don't hear crying, but I can tell, you know, it's a very small baby. And then she starts to undo the baby from the car seat. And I'm like, hi, lady, what is so... Can you not help yourself? I mean, is it a newborn? And yes, it was a newborn. So I was like, okay, maybe she's super excited about her baby. But, you know, she's literally taking the baby out of the car seat at the gas pump. I assume that she has the nozzle hooked up and has a little latch, so it's, you know, auto pumping. And so I'm like, wow, you know, it only takes a few minutes to fuel up your car. You know, why do you have to take your baby out? But I'm like, all right, maybe she just, like, first time mom, super excited, wants to hold the baby because, I don't know, she had some motherly urge that I will never understand. And she kind of looks around and looks at me, but I'm really not that focused on her. I'm watching the fuel pump, but I can see what's going on, and I am interested because I'm confused, perplexed, you could say. And she's holding the baby in the back seat of the car with the door open, and it is cold. And let me tell you, I was pretty stinking cold. I was in shorts and a workout shirt, you know, one of those synthetic fiber shirts that dries uber fast. So maybe I was a little colder than usual, but, I mean, I can withstand a decent amount of cold, so I felt it was pretty cold. So, I'm watching this lady from the side of my eye, but I'm keeping an eye on the pump because, you know, I don't want to be like, hey, what are you doing? So, she's holding the baby, and then a thought crosses my mind, and I'm like, no. And sure enough, she reaches under her shirt, undoes her bra or hatch door, you know, some of the, you know, nursing bras have the little, you know what? No. She pulled her boob out of her bra under her shirt. How do I know? Because then she lifted up her shirt and had the baby latch on. Yes, right there at the gas pump while pumping gas in the cold winter night. And I saw, you know, some boob. And, you know, I'm not offended by this. I'm like, kids, you know, breastfeeding, babies, this is all great in my mind. You know, I'm all for it. If you can do it, that's awesome. You should. You know, I think that's great. But I could not for the life of me figure out why this woman whipped out her boob in the cold winter air to bring out her little newborn to, I mean, I understand. I mean, I will never feel this, but I understand that there are times when a woman's breasts will become so swollen, it becomes painful. And so I can understand, well, maybe she got to this point where it was just painful. And she needed to just get rid of that milk. She needed to squirt that mommy juice out of her body. I can understand this, but why didn't she just, you know, stop the fueling process? Because, I mean, you pay with card, so you can literally just pull the pump out, put it back on the hook, and why didn't she just do that and go into, you know, move out of the fuel pump lines, go to a little parking spot, and then proceed to nurse her child. I could not understand why she had to do it right then. Like, immediately. Like, was her boob gonna explode into a milky mist? I don't know. If there are any female listeners out there, which there probably aren't, because I don't think there's any... Well, okay. Maybe. There might be. I did tell Boo Boo about the podcast last night, and she got super excited for some inexplicable reason. Those are her words, paraphrased. She didn't know why she was excited. So I might share this with Boo Boo. Sorry, Joe. I mean, it's for you, but, you know, there's already, like, 7 other people apparently have played this podcast. Well, it's been listened to at least 7 other times. I haven't listened to it. So anyway, yeah, I don't understand why she couldn't just, like, oh, you know what? This needs to happen now. Like, I gotta pee. So just get out of line, handle your business, and come back in line. And let me tell you, I mean, the lines for the fuel pumps at that time for Costco actually weren't that bad. Sometimes you get there and it is just it's a horrible, horrible mess. But no, I mean, they were pretty good. They weren't that bad. Yep. I don't know why. I'm still perplexed. Not scarred, but perplexed by why this lady had to do that right then and there. And the other thought I had was, okay, so maybe you're getting some relief, but You're fueling your car. Doesn't take that long. Are you just gonna sit in the back of your car and nurse and hold up the line? Because it doesn't. I mean, it took at least, I don't know. It felt like it took 2 to 3 minutes between when I first noticed the other car, not even when I saw the lady, when I noticed the other car and her pulling out her boob to nurse her baby. So if you figure, if she's, because I mean, if she's pumping, pumping the fuel, not her breast milk. Yeah. If she's fueling the car from the moment I saw her, that's, I mean, how long does it take to fuel the car? 3-4 minutes? I mean, it doesn't take that long. So, yeah, that's my story of the morning. I thought that was... I was so confused. So confused. Let's cut to our first sponsor. This episode of the J.R. Cast Jr. podcast is brought to you by Long Lines. I'm waiting in a long line right now. And I just told you a story that had long lines in it. Long Lines, thank you. All right. Story number two of the morning. I just backed into this poor girl. That was terrible. In the Krispy Kreme drive-thru line. Well, that's a start to the morning. Yay! Fortunately, I don't think there's very much. I don't think there's any damage. At the very most, I maybe scuffed her bumper. But even then, we'll see. I mean, because she was literally, like, right behind me, and I started backing up, because I'm, like, in this Krispy Kreme line. I'm like, hey, let's get Krispy Kreme on Dollar Dozen Day, and it was taking a little while, so I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to be stuck here this long, so I start to think, oh, I should back out, but I notice there's a couple of cars behind me. Well, I didn't notice there was actually three, so anyway, I see two of the cars actually back out of leave. I get super excited, like, oh my god, they're leaving. So I'm like, I'm gonna take this opportunity. So I start backing out and I'm looking behind me, and then I'm like, what the heck was that? And there was another car behind me, and I just ran into this poor girl's car. But yeah, I mean, it was low speed impact. I was going like 3 miles an hour at best. I mean, it was literally, I'm in an automatic, so it's let the brake off and you just start rolling. So it was about that speed. And it's not like she was very far behind me, so it's not like I got to pick up very much momentum. But yeah, yay for running into people in the Krispy Kreme drive-thru. Not yay, that's boo. And now my wife is going to kill me because I'm late to work, because I'm getting donuts, because I'm like that. All right, here we are. We're in the drive-thru. Be cool, guys. Be cool. Don't do anything crazy. This was a long time coming. This line was taking too long, and I tried to get out and ran into this poor girl.
Having a short pin and a glazed sausage. It'll be $13.99.
All right. Be cool. Be cool. This is very exciting. Try not to get too excited.
Sorry, I have to take a picture of your car too.
All right.
I'm on the phone.
Oh.
Oh, okay. We're all set.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Apparently she is.
All right, thanks.
All right. Oh, that wasn't me. That was a garbage truck. That was the girl. I don't know if you could hear her. She was on the phone. I don't know with who. Hopefully not the insurance. I pleaded with her to, if there was any damages, to let me pay them out of pocket. Because, why not? It's gonna be cheaper, and I've done this before, and yeah, I didn't see, like I said, at most, there was a scuff, and she was like, well, it's dirty, but, you know, when it gets washed, we'll see. I mean, I was like, okay, well, if you say so. Honestly, yeah, I hate insurance and the fact that I have to deal with it, because it's expensive, And stuff like this raises your premiums, even though I could pay for it out of pocket, but, you know, it was probably the neighborly thing to do, was give her my insurance information. I don't even know if it was required, to be honest. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I did it anyway. It felt like the right thing to do. But yeah, so that just happened. Hopefully this dollar dozen Krispy Kreme doesn't cost me more than a dollar. We'll find out. I'm very sad about this, if you can't tell in the tone of my voice. Very sad. I'm also very scared because my wife is going to kill me because I'm once again late to work. And I tried to fix it, and then I broke everything. I'm like, hey, I'm going to be late. Let's get out of this line. Oh, no, everything's worse now. All right, so let's move on to something a little more lighthearted. I don't know what that is. I had nothing else prepared. I have that. That's it. It's the end of this podcast. I'm going to try not to die in a car accident now. Just kidding. Man, I don't even get coffee this morning. Son of a biscuit. All right, I'm back. Because, man, I don't want this to, like, ruin the rest of my day. I mean, it wasn't even, like, a big crash. It was, like, a little teeny tiny baby one. But, man, I hate when stuff like this happens to me, because I'm just thinking about it over and over again. I'm like, crap, I should have done better. I could have did this better, blah, blah, blah. I think that's just the inner perfection in me. Breaking myself across the coals, against the grain, against the coals grains. Anyway, so yeah, let's see if we can. Man, I should just went to Bingo Donut. Like, I mean, okay, well, I guess that doesn't make any sense because I wasn't gonna get donuts this morning, but then I saw that little article. Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to blame this on Google. No, I can't blame this on Google. This is all my fault. I'm stammering because I'm trying to remember the song. And it's hard to think about what you're going to say and say it out loud. And then also remember song lyrics. I think I had this trouble earlier. I don't know if that got recorded and published, but yeah, it's very difficult to do that. Have you tried that? Have you ever tried to think about what you're gonna speak, because you're supposed to be speaking about things, but then try to remember a song lyric that popped into your head, like the essence of the soul of the song. It wasn't a soulful song, but the soul of the song. And because I mean, you don't want dead air, and you have to. This is a one-way conversation. I have to keep blabbing. In fact, my mouth is really dry right now. Somebody get me some water, please. Why don't I have water in here? Oh, crap. That just reminds me. I don't have a water bottle at work. Or a cup. Or, well, bloody hell. I can't even go to the little water cooler and fill up on delicious, crisp, refreshing water. Oh, well. So, that I need to move past this morning's hoo-ha? No, wait, that's the wrong word. Faux pas? I'm trying to think of something that's not incident. Whatever. Anyway, yeah, I'm really bad at this whole talking thing, if you notice. Boo Boo does a great job. Of course, Boo Boo's also playing a game and streaming, so that's a little easier, just because there's like, hey, let me talk about the game when I don't have too much to talk about. I don't think you want me to, like, describe my drive. In fact, I don't want to describe my drive, because then you'll come in and stalk me, and then probably run into me at Krispy Kreme's, and then that'll just be my little personal hell. I'll just, every morning, I'll somehow end up at Krispy Kreme, and you'll run into me. And then you'll say it's my fault, and it wasn't even my fault this time, but it's going to be my fault because you said it, and everyone else around you is going to say it. No, I have no idea. Oh, yeah, so this chick, she, very smart, and she was understandably upset. Apparently, it's a brand new car, but she was like, hey, since this has happened to me before, I'm like, oh, okay. Do you mind if I record you and get, you know, you saying your name and that it's okay to record you and describe what happened? I'm like, I don't feel comfortable doing this. And so she didn't push it. I mean, she just asked, and she's like, oh, do you not feel comfortable? I'm like, yeah, you know, just take a picture. I'm not gonna deny it. I mean, I know that doesn't give her too much comfort. She doesn't know me. So, you know, it's just my word from a stranger. But, I mean, that's actually pretty smart to try to record a statement from the other person like that. Hopefully I'll never have the opportunity to use that little bit of information or tactic. Hopefully I'll never have to do that. That would be great. Because, I mean, if I have to use it, that means I'm in some sort of vehicular collision. Mild, moderate, or severe, but anyway, yeah, that was a good idea. So, yeah, if you ever have a fender bender or an accident, that I would say that's a good thing to do, you know, try to get the person's statement in video format or even audio format. No, I think video would probably be more credible and easier to prove to the insurance adjusters handling the claim. So yeah, take that little bit of information. There's a positive. I learned something new today that I hopefully will never have to use. That sounds bad to most people, but I like to remember things that I will probably never use. I'm full of useless information. Of course, it's only useless until you need it. Then it's useful, right? I'm pretty sure that's how that works. Ah, man, I could use some water. Why don't I have a co-host that can talk things and then I can take a sip of my non-existent water? That, I guess that wouldn't help. Blah. Oh, excuse me while I negotiate a turn without trying to cause yet another incident. Oh my gosh, I gotta get over this. Stinking boom goes the bumpers. Boom goes the bumpers. That's a play on boom goes the dynamite. I don't know if you caught that. And I'm not even sure where that phrase is from. Like, it's a movie? I'm sorry, I don't watch those kinds of movies because obviously I don't know where it's from. So, sorry. Oh, hey. I almost ran into a bus right now. I'm just kidding. I didn't almost run into a bus, but I just came upon a situation where there was a school bus and vehicles, and I'm like, I want to get to work. I'm already late, and my wife's going to kill me. And I kind of had a moment's hesitation of going. Like, I was like, oh, I'm going to go. I'm like, no, that's a stupid idea. And so, yeah, and I became one of those people that I hate, those indecisive drivers for just a split second. Like, I can handle aggressive drivers, I think, better than the indecisive ones. The ones that pull up to, like, the intersection, and they're like, they're going, but they stop. Go, stop. I'd rather have someone just pull out in front of me. I mean, assuming, you know, they've got the time to do it. I mean, yes, they're going to have to be aggressive about it, and like, but, you know, at least I don't have to guess. It takes the guesswork out, and I don't like guessing while driving. I mean, I'm like, I guess I'm in the road. Yeah, that's... Anyway. Alrighty. This should officially be the end of the podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm still alive. I survived my tragic collision. So did my car. Everything is skibby day. Oh, yay.